Bethel is organizing a multi-agency heroin task force to fight the drug. Leaders in the city describe an explosion of heroin use and related crimes in the rural community. In this second story in a three-part series, KYUK's Daisha Eaton reports on the impacts of heroin in Bethel and how the community is fighting it.
Heroin-related calls are putting a strain on city services and the Bethel Police, according to Chief Andre Ashay. He says the department isn't intercepting much heroin on the streets, but they are responding to an increasing number of thefts.
What we're dealing with is the events that it's sort of a nexus to heroin. The thefts, the burglaries, the domestic disturbances, stuff being sold to various individuals online, offline, things being stolen even from family members.
He says addicts steal things they can turn over for quick cash.
Anything from firearms to vehicles, any type of property that people could sell.
Ashay says sometimes thieves resort to stealing traditional Alaska Native subsistence foods.
We've had thefts of berries, salmon berries, blueberries being sold just for people to get enough money for their dependency.
When the victims are family members, they often don't want to press charges, says Ashay. They just want their items back, which he says perpetuates the cycle and keeps the understaffed police department racing from call to call. The fire department's ambulance crew is also seeing more heroin-related calls, according to city officials. And heroin is taking a toll on children and families, according to Phoenicia Gardner, who's worked in and out of the Office of Children's Services in Bethel since 1999. She says she'd never seen the drug come up in their cases until recently.
I didn't even see the presence of heroin when I was here the first time or the second time. It has been an explosion of heroin coming into this community and affecting the families.
And the result, Gardner says, is more neglect and other situations that put kids in danger.
Using substances while having your children in the household, having other criminal element in the household while using with your children there. We also have had children born with heroin in their systems.
The Western Office of OCS is handling an increasing number of cases involving babies withdrawing from heroin, Gardner says, and trying to ensure they get proper treatment once they're born. The city council has taken notice of the problems, and one council member, Byron Michinski, has been using his position to work on the issue, bringing it up in discussion at council meetings. That recently resulted in a threat. One morning, he found a typewritten note in the driver's seat of his Jeep. It said,
"You better back off the heroin issue before you end up killing yourself. If you call the police, we will know about it, haha, and the next time I see you walking outside your shop, you won't make it back in."
Police are investigating. He says the threat was unnerving, but it just made him want to push harder. At a recent Bethel City Council meeting, he did just that.
Next on the agenda, Action Memorandum 1516, Community Action Against Heroin and Other Illicit Drugs. Brought forward by Mr. Michinski.
That's Bethel Mayor Rick Robb introducing Michinski's action memorandum, directing the administration to work with community groups to address the heroin problems. Michinski read a list of possible things the city could work on.
Provide anti-drug education in middle school and high schools. Disseminate information to community members on how to obtain help.
Michinski called on the city to act.
Sometimes it's too late. It's not too late for a lot of people out there, and we could really help these people, and I hope this community could come together. Sad. We need to do something.
Council members discussed the need for a treatment center specifically for heroin addiction in Bethel and agreed the city needs to work with law enforcement to crack down on drug dealers. Since the meeting, Bethel City Manager says she's been working on putting together a multi-agency community task force to address Bethel's heroin problems. In Bethel, I'm Daisha Eaton.